This call may be recorded.
Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. Who am I speaking with?
Dustin.
Okay, just making sure. Tell me about your graduation.
Oh, good. Good.
Good. What'd you do?
Oh, just gave a little speech and stayed in Christ alone for my talk.
You gave a speech? What?
Yes, just a short one.
Oh, can I hear it?
Well, it's on the fly, so no.
What?
I didn't record it. I don't.
And what?
It's recorded.
I can't hear you.
I didn't record it. I didn't write it down.
You didn't record it and you didn't write it down?
Yeah.
That's okay. You can tell me what you said. You never forget your exact words.
That's not true. Basically, I said that I came from a broken home. A lot of issues from that, from parents kicking me out of my house. I didn't think at the time that I needed to deal with them. Marriage.
Do you have a different speaker you can tell me the rest on? Because I can't really hear you from that speaker or that mic.
Hello?
Yeah, that's better.
I told them I came from a broken home. And that when my parents kicked me out, I didn't take my mental problems from that seriously and finagled my way out of doing the therapy thing, and that didn't prepare me very well for being a good husband. And I never really did therapy until I got here, and my long-suffering wife filed to divorce me because of that. And that when I got here, I was suicidal and felt like God had abandoned me, but that everybody here has been really kind to me and helped me reconnect and grow in my faith. That I didn't really know what the future holds, but that I know that God has a plan for my life.
Is that all true?
Yep. What do you think? What do you think?
I think that's really good.
Yeah. Love you, Mommy.
Thanks.
Was the thing that you were working on for me to stay somewhere working out?
Yeah. I'm scared you won't like it.
Okay.
But I need you back. I don't really want to do any of what I've been doing the last few weeks, like talking in circles with you about things that you did that were manipulative or... I don't want that, and it doesn't even matter. I'm not, you know, I wasn't, you know, I wasn't holding anything against you. You know, I'm not angry at you for anything, and you know that there's nothing that you've ever done that I don't forgive you for.
Thank you.
There's nothing that you've ever done that makes me not want to be with you.
Thank you.
But I have legitimate reasons to be fearful to be alone in a room with you. I have legitimate reasons to be fearful of living in a house with you. I have legitimate reasons to fear that you're not always going to make good decisions for our household and for our children and for your time with us. Like,
very, what was that last thing you said?
Like the time you spend with your family, obviously, like, it just wouldn't, you know what I mean? It wouldn't make any sense for me to just trust that it's safe.
You're cutting out a little bit. Sorry.
There's no reason for me to trust that it's safe.
I think you're cutting out a little bit.
There's no reason for me to trust that it's safe.
Oh.
To go back to how we were or to go on like we were. But I mean, there's a lot that I'm going to need to know that I can trust you.
Okay.
So I think that I think the only path that I see is for you to go back to the McDonald's house. And I asked them, and they said that they'd love to have you. And I think all they need, you know, in order to feel good about doing that, like providing a place for you to live, is just that they... see that you are demonstrating a willingness to do what I'm asking you to do so that we're moving in the direction of being a family again.
Okay. I think I can do that.
don't know. I don't know.
What don't you know?
I don't know. Like, I, based on any past behavior, I don't have, like, any particular reason to expect. That you're going to do things that I ask you to do. That would demonstrate to me that you love me and care about me. I don't have any reason to think that you would ever sacrifice anything for me.
Why would I have done all this? I mean,
for yourself?
Sorry you feel that way.
Staring down the barrel of losing half of your assets and full-time personal assistant. You won't actually sacrifice anything for my good.
I told you I give you everything.
You told me that. But you've never actually sacrificed anything for me, you know what I mean? And I never asked for all of our assets in a settlement. Like, you know what I mean? It just feels like a, it just feels like a manipulation move in light of all of your actions.
I wish they could make you feel better now, but I do want things to be different, and I'll show you.
Well, then we really need
what?
we need to actually, like, put together a budget, you know.
Sure.
That's something I wanted to do back when we were engaged, and it's something that, you know, a lot of people think every household should do. And even if there was a time we didn't need it, we've definitely needed it the last few years. And I'd like to always have that going forward.
Okay.
And create it together and stick to it.
Okay.
And then whatever it is, I would like to, like, funnel the money in a way that what you have for your spending when you're at the McDonald's is something I put in your account so that I know that that's all that's going to be spent.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay.
That's just
the reality.
I'm not saying it's just not something that the therapist here would probably support, so I think it'll be okay, but
I think the issue is that the therapist thinks that this is all revolving around rehashing things with the elders and needing to work out those relationships. But that, he doesn't understand, that's only been happening because of Nathan. Like, you remember?
Yeah.
Like, Nathan was the one who drew me into joining one of your counseling sessions, which was a complete waste of a counseling session. For him to have me on the phone trying to get to the bottom of why I wouldn't tell you how you've been manipulative, right?
Yeah.
And it only looped into the elders because I'm trying to say, like, how can I trust that Dustin's sorry for everything when he's saying that the everything that he's supposedly sorry for and that the elders told him was wrong, but they're idiots and don't know what they're talking about. Like, that's the reason that we've been having so many stupid circular conversations rehashing what went down with the elders.
Yeah.
Ted doesn't actually know that. Ted actually thinks that I want to rehash what happened with the elders.
Okay.
He doesn't know that the elders are people who, when you go to them and say, let's rehash this, they're going to say, that's not necessary. We love you and we want to move forward, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's way healthier than saying, okay, the Christian thing to do is tuck your tail and move on to people who don't know your past and don't try to restore fellowship with your brothers and sisters. Like, you know what I mean? There's a biblical element to it, and he's giving you a biased opinion based on a lot of people who claim to be Christians but live selfishly. And that's not the kind of people that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not even people who don't like you. It's people who love you. Yeah. And honestly, like, you can stop saying that they're unethical and illegal and incompetent, and, like, you don't have to keep saying those things, right?
No.
And that's all I was saying before, huh?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
That when you say those things, I feel scared and makes me want to run away from you. But it's scary to me. Okay. Which I would think Ted would understand that too. That's all I was getting at. And that's fair. And I think you also said that you were making a commitment that if you ever heard different advice from two different people, you could tell them that you wanted to get the three of you together.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah. I can tell you right now, only because I've crunched, I don't know, have you done our budget at all?
But what did you say?
I have crunched the numbers. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to tell you that I don't see a line item for tobacco or alcohol being there mathematically.
Well, no. I don't know if I can stop right away, but I'll work on it.
Well, how many do you have left?
I don't know. I mean, I'm only smoking in here because they won't let you vape, so.
Well, it's not a line item for vape juice.
I know. I have to call my mom. She keeps calling me.
Again?
Yeah. She wants me to go to Portland, Oregon.
Oh, no. Them's a bunch of heathens.
She already has a hotel there and can use her miles and blah, blah, blah.
And she will stalk you.
I never even read that.
It's only when you
somebody else's wall.
And it's only when you accept that she'll know you're an adult.
What? So crazy.
Isn't that sweet, Dustin?
It's like
honestly, I think that she made you make that runaway bunny your favorite when you were a little kid. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I will come and get you anywhere. You will never escape me.
Well, I'm actually a little tempted because I've never been up to the West Coast.
What?
I'm a little tempted to take her up on it. I haven't ever been to the West Coast.
No, 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 no. Portland, they're crazy. You don't want to go there.
Because it's beautiful.
No, no, that's not what it's like there. People there smoke pot all the time, everywhere. You can't walk outside across a courtyard without tripping over a pothead.
Sounds about like my job sites.
And if you do make it safely to, like, a crosswalk, Antifa comes after you with the baseball bats. Every day.
No.
Well, you don't want to go find out.
I don't know. It's a little tempting.
You don't want me to vote for him?
For real? Like, if your mom's spending money on vacations, I think you should ask her to put it aside for you to plan something with your children sometime.
Yeah, but it's not real money. It would just be airline points because she's already there. She's got the hotel.
Oh, she wants you to stay in a hotel with her?
Yeah.
I don't see how that benefits your children, honestly.
So just so I understand, the McDonald's, they're in for having me if I come on Saturday sometime?
CA felt like the best time for you to call him would be tomorrow between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock because he has a 5-hour drive to the Toronto airport. And the first 3 hours of that, he doesn't have reception. But he thought by 3 o'clock he'd be in an area with reception.
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? What if he got stranded?
Yeah.
That's some craziness.
I don't know. I mean, they're not like giving you any, you know, requirements or house rules.
Yeah.
They're just saying that it's like for me.
Right.
For us to get back together, basically.
Okay.
So, like, I really will need to access your file servers.
Okay.
So, if you don't have a password that works, you know what I mean? If you can't come up with a password that works for me to be able to do that, you know what I mean? Like stuff like that.
If the passwords don't work, I'm not going to be able to help you, but I'll do everything I can.
Well,
see if I can get it.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you would, well, it can't be, oh, I'm going to spend 6 hours in my office by myself, you know, and then I'll give you what you ask for. Like, you can reasonably give me access and let me have access. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, like, do things in a way that are respectful of my need to know that you're not trying to take advantage of me.
Absolutely.
And I think, you know, they didn't say any of this, like, you two have to agree on a budget, or you have to, you know, he has to let you into his servers. Like, they don't, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They just said that you have to be demonstrating a willingness to do what your wife is asking you to do.
Of course. I think I better call my mom, honey. I'm sorry. Otherwise, she's going to start calling the nurses here.
That's not okay.
But that all sounds good to me.
Okay.
I think that you should not smoke or drink at their house.
Smoking's gonna be a little bit challenging.
The smoking?
As I can. Yeah.
You're smoking cigarettes now or cigars?
Cigarettes. But I'm only smoking those again in here because vaping's not allowed, so I was vaping before I came here.
Yeah. I mean,
which is cheaper and healthier, but
I know.
Obviously.
I mean, I understand, like, it's ridiculously hard, but, like, giving birth to a 9-pound baby is also ridiculously hard.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you for having my babies.
I was actually getting at... Okay. I'm sorry, I feel like I have to spell it out for you.
I know that you're wanting me to quit.
I might actually be needing that.
I understand. It's going to be hard for me to quit as soon as I
can. Right. Yeah, I guess I need, like, the hardness of something to not be a factor in whether you're able to love me the way I need. You know what I mean?
I do. I don't want to bite, like, you and be like, I'm just going to quit smoking instantly.
Yeah. I know, but there is, like, a, I don't know. There's such thing as a mode of, like, all-encompassing stubborn determination that people can take on when something really matters more than anything else.
Okay.
And I want to matter more than anything else. Because I've spent most of my life demonstrating that you matter to me more than anything else. And I want to know what that feels like.
Okay.
All right. Deal.
I love you.
Okay, I love you.
I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to call my mom.
Okay, bye.
Bye.